This story is The Bitterness of Life. Mama, Mama, help me! Ben cried outside the window. Mama hurriedly ran to find Ben all muddy and bloody. Whatever happened, Ben? She asked as she helped the limping boy into the kitchen. Between sobs, Ben told her, You know that back hilly lane behind the barn? Well, it's usually fun to come down that hill fast on my bike. This time, I hit a rock and I wrecked. I fell off and slid on my back, right into that big puddle. Oh, my back hurts me so bad. Mama had been removing his muddy shoes. Then she unbuttoned his torn and bleeding shirt. Oh, Ben, you have deep scratches and there's so much dirt in them. I'll really need to be sure you get clean. First, I want you to go take a shower. Come to the bathroom. Oh, no, Mama, it hurts too much. No, you must come. Ben cried some more as the warm water showered over him behind the curtain. Oh, Mama, it hurts so bad. Ben, life has hard experiences, and this is one you must endure. Use soap and really get clean, then I will clean your back scratches. Soon Ben had on clean clothes except for his shirt. Mama had him climb up on the kitchen counter where she could reach him real well, and there he lay down. Oh, Mama, you are hurting me, Ben screamed. Please stop. Ben, if I don't get these clean, you will have infection. You must lie still. I'll soon be done for this time. Now, I'm ready to put on this antibiotic cream. Ben climbed down slowly as Mother helped him to put on a soft t-shirt under his shirt. Oh, Mama, thank you. It still hurts, but it doesn't hurt as badly as before. That night after supper, Mama talked to Father and Ben. The conversation at supper had been all about Ben's bike accident. Now Mama was saying, today when I was working on Ben's back, I noticed his backbone isn't straight like it used to be. Ben, you're growing a lot this year. We need to have Dr. Brown look at your back to be sure that all is okay. Later, in Dr. Brown's office, the doctor was showing Mama and Ben x-rays of Ben's back. You are a fortunate boy. Your spine is just starting to curve. We call this scoliosis. But what will need to be done now is to have you measured for a brace, which will be firm across your back and under your arms, and which will strap across your chest. You will wear it every day, all day, except for 1 hour, when and all night. But you can take it off for your shower or bath. Well, how long will I need to wear a brace? Ben asked. Ben, you will be wearing a back brace for several years. You will do well, I know. You will be brave, and I will help you. When Mama and Ben drove home, Ben was very quiet. At home, he went into his room, and he didn't want to come out for supper. Ben, Father called softly, may I come in? Yes, sobbed Ben from behind the door. You are very sad, Ben, aren't you? I care so much about you. I'm sorry about your back. We do want to help you, but above all, Jesus wants to help you. He'll help you be brave. But, Father, I don't ever want to wear a brace, said Ben. Ben, I know, and I care. Father sat on the bed, holding Ben closely. Now, Mama has a good supper. Let's go eat. Mama, Ben is feeling sad about wearing a brace. Yes, I'm sad too about him having to wear a brace. But I'm also glad he won't have to grow up with a crooked back. Let's go out for a walk after supper. That'll give us something to think about, and it'll help all of us to feel better. Next morning, Ben was watching Mama mix a chocolate cake. He still felt upset about the back brace. Oh, why will I have to wear an old brace? I'll hate it, Ben fussed angrily. Ben, do you like chocolate cake? You know that's my favorite, Mama. Well, here, taste this cocoa. Oh, that's awful stuff. That will spoil the cake, Mama. Well, then taste this soda. Oh, Mama, it's bitter. That cake will be all spoiled. No. Ben, this cake needs that cocoa and that soda to be good. Alone, it is bitter. But together, it will be a good cake. Life is like a cake. It has bitter experiences, like a bike wreck or wearing a back brace. But Jesus brings joy even in hard times. We must ask him to help us bear these times. All in all, then, Jesus can help us through. Life can be then sweet even in bitter times. Let's ask him right now to help you. Ben and Mama bowed their heads in prayer.